Welcome to the podcast of Christian Driving Home. It's going on. It's going down. It's happening. We're doing things. We're doing this. We're doing that. We're talking about games and plays and strategies and marketing and skateboarding and skateboard shoes and reviewing skateboard shoes and all and work things and all this shit. Anyways, topic about today. I woke up very, 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 very fucking discouraged because I looked at my app sales and they were pretty damn abysmal. I was like, oh, fuck, like, I don't understand because usually when I gain a lot of followers on Instagram, it kind of corresponds with, like, a lot of downloads the day before. And I got, over 100, maybe close to 200 followers yesterday, like, somewhere in that range. And I looked at my downloads, and I got, fucking 80 or something, or some, like, really low number. And I'm like, wait, what the fuck? What happened? What are these people all following me just to fucking not buy my app? They just like my content? And so then I think of that, and I'm like, I just thought of that. And I'm like, actually, well, that's still okay. That's kind of cool because they just like what I make. So that's fucking sick. I like that. But so I was leaving work right now, and our CFO lady, she comes over, and she comes behind me, and everybody's gone, and I'm sitting there by myself, and I see her behind. I can tell it's her because I can tell by the way she walks, like what it sounds like when she walks. And so I turn around, I'm like, hey. And she's like, hey. I was like, it's so quiet over here, everybody's gone. I was like, I'm by myself, you know, just like talking to her just to be like nice. And I want to be nice. I want to genuinely be like nice to her and be friends with her, because that way when it comes to us getting in any type of dispute, it's easier to just talk to each other about it instead of her being all sneaky or me just not wanting to deal with it. I'd rather be able to deal with her directly. So I'd rather actually be able to be friends with somebody as opposed to be sneaky around them. That's fucking stupid. I want to be like upfront and genuine with everybody I work with. But anyways, so what'd she do? She's like, oh yeah. She's like, everybody's gone. I was like, yeah, everybody leaves. Now I'm usually here by myself on this day or whatever. And she's like, oh yeah. She's like, you're staying late? I was like, no. I was like, no, I usually leave around 3:30 on every other day because I work out one day and stay till 3:30, and then I skate one day and leave at 2:30. And she's like, oh, okay. And I thought that was weird that she asked me if I was staying late. I was like, no, like, I'm just finishing some stuff. But then I saw why. Because then she had some painters coming in, and they're like mapping out where they were gonna paint stuff. Because we talked about redecorating the office or whatever, and she's just, you know, obviously she can make any call she wants, and she does. I don't agree with them or whatever, but I don't care. She can do whatever she wants, you know? So, like, that's why she, like, gave me, like, this smile, like, when they were there, and she was, like, mapping out, like, where to paint. She's like, maybe we could do there, just that wall, or, like, that wall. And she's, like, she looks all happy and stuff. I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, it makes her happy, at least, you know? So at least she's happy doing it, you know? Like, wasting, to me, in my opinion, I think it's a waste of money to paint an office when there's other expenses that need taking care of, you know? Or even the fact that I'm underpaid, but, you know, whatever. That's my bitterness about it. But at the same time, you know, I don't care. I'm figuring out what I'm gonna do. I'm going to make my apps work, and I'm going to make my shoe reviews work, and I'm going to cause a fucking ruckus in skateboarding shoes. In skateboard shoes. and skating shoes. My plan, okay, so this is my plan. Everything in the skateboarding realm of my life is going to be free. I made my sticker app free, my skateboarding one, and I'm giving it away at the end of my post, at the end of my, what the fuck is it called? The end of my, my shit. The fuck is it? What the fuck is it called? Oh, shoe reviews. Sorry, I had a brain. It's a dumb brain for a second. At the end of my shoe reviews, I'm saying I'm giving away my, my sticker app. Like, if you want a free sticker app, it's in the description. So go ahead and get it, because it's free. Everybody likes free. And then, yeah. So that, and I have, like, a whole plan behind it. If I get over a couple hundred thousand users on the app, then I can sell stickers in my app as basically, like, marketing space, you know? Because it's, you know, but really subtly. I don't want to be, like, just have a Nike sticker in there, but just the Nike swoosh and, like, a thing that says, just do it or something like that, you know? Like, I would want it to be, like, whoa, this dude's being a jerk. Jesus Christ. I would want it to be more so, like, if it was a guy in a shirt skating, he's doing, like, a kickflip or something, or he's doing, like, a frontside flip, then on his shirt, he has, like, a little, like, I don't know, like, zero logo, or, like, a little, like, Alien Workshop logo or something like that. But honestly, I'd rather it be Nike logos or something like that, because then I could properly monetize 100,000 people sending apps to each other, sending stickers to each other. Because I could be like, this is how many people are on it, this is how many downloads I have, these are how many people are using the sticker app and sending stickers back and forth to each other. And you could have your sticker in it, because I put out the update, people update the app, and then they have your sticker in it. And I'll leave your sticker in it forever. Probably not forever. I probably do it like you have it for a month, and after a month, I take off your logo off the guy, you know? And then if you want to keep it for a month longer, then, you know, whatever, you know, things here, things there. But, yeah, so that's my whole thought behind that. My cousin's girlfriend's brother is a fucking genius coder guy, and I need him to help me figure out why my app isn't working, because I don't know. And then that way I can do the in-app purchase thing for my sticker app, for the dance emoji one, because then if I say this is a free app to download, free to download or whatever, you know, I don't know what I can legally say, really. Like, free, I guess I could just, yeah, I think free to download is okay. So free sticker app, you know, then people could download it, and then they see, oh, you could buy the rest of them, or you could take the locks off of the rest of them for $1, okay, and then they do it, and then hopefully those thousands and thousands of people that download it actually end up buying it, because right now that shit's fucking not working. I need it to be an app purchase for sure, like for sure, so that way every time I update it, it's just a new locked sticker and a new locked sticker. That way, maybe some people that have been using it and have it and they do use it, they see the unlockable one and they're like, oh, I can unlock that one? Oh, that one's really cool. Okay, I guess I'll get it. And then they get it. And then they get all the updates for free. It's so sick. It's so cool. It's so nice. I love it. But, yeah, that's it. That's it, really. That's it for that. That's what I want to do with that. I already made it. I made all the things for it. I just have to fucking make it work or whatever. But, yeah, it's fucking things going here, things going there. It's so weird though how the fucking I was fucking like amazed that I got 2,000 something downloads over the weekend when I had it for free. Then when I made it cost money, like I got like $40 worth of downloads. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, fucking all those people just downloaded it real fast, and then the rest of them just decided not to download it. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand. I do not understand. No comprendi.
Because usually, I've done that before where it's like one person downloaded some of my stickers,
and then they downloaded a lot of people downloaded like a couple hundred. And then I was like, oh wow, like the hell, like people are downloading this, that's sick. So I put it for $1, and then I ended up making like a couple hundred bucks because after I put it for $1, people still wanted it, so they downloaded it. This, not so much the case at all. But I think I'm going to, well, I have it set up so all the stickers, like half of them have like clothes and colors, and the other half are just outlines of the characters dancing. So yeah, I think I should, you know, do something better for it. I don't know. I'm tired. I might take a nap when I get home. I don't know why I've been so tired lately. Jesus Christ. It's like all this fire burning shit that I've had going for the past like fucking 3 months or so. Like it's still there. I'm still fucking like going, but I feel sort of tired. Like, I just feel extra, like, I'd always be tired, but I still had, like, fire to keep pushing myself to do shit, and that would make me, like, basically work until I fell asleep at my computer. But now I get really tired. I'm like, I'm just going to fucking bed. I just go to bed. It kind of bums me out. But at the same time, maybe I'm just not balancing, I'm not balancing anything. I'm just straight up working all the time. Only thing I stopped for really is skateboarding. And even that, I mean, that's not work. That's fun. I love skateboarding. That's why I want the skateboard show to work out, the shoe review show to work out, because then I just skate shoes. I just get buy shoes and skate them. And then I review them. That's awesome. That's so fun. Like, I love that. And, yeah, I don't know. Just need to figure out what it is that I need to do to make this whole entire thing work good. You know, the funny thing about it is that, like, I like shoes. Like, I love different kinds of shoes, and I remember I would get shoes when I was younger, and I'd be, like, super excited to put them on and wear them. I try to keep them as clean as long as possible. And then when I started skating, I was like, I wouldn't give a fuck. Like, I would just be like, hopefully these skate good. Get them, put them on, and just, like, immediately, like, if there was, like, a way to go through grass that was faster, as opposed to walking on the concrete that might take a little bit longer, I would just walk through the grass and not even care that I got new shoes. Because I was like, I don't give a shit. I'm gonna skate these anyways, you know? So, like, I wouldn't really care some, like, at all what they look like. I would only care, like, well, do they skate good? And then if they did, I would buy them, like, over and over again. But
for the most part, I think
the thing that I want to do the most with it is just, you know, obviously, I have no problem being honest about shit because I have no one telling me not to be. Because I think that's the reason why a lot of, like,
like, I see one YouTube channel, or one, it's like a skate shop seller thing, like online shop, and I bought my shoes from them. Oh, and actually, they sent me a, they sent me an email, saying, give us a review. It wasn't to me for doing a shoe review. It was like, you know, like if you buy something from somewhere, then they email you later, like, oh, how did we do thing, you know? It was like one of those. And I saw that and I was like, oh, no way. So I screenshotted it. And then I want to use it somewhere when I put this shoe review out. And be like, here's your review, bro. Like, here's your full review. You know, just send an email back with, like, the link to the video. And be like, here's your review. You know, like, you're welcome, you know. Because they do, like, shoe reviews on their YouTube channel. But they're not really doing shoe reviews. They're saying the same shit over again. They're saying the features of the shoe. And then they're good at skating, obviously, so... Well, not obviously, you don't know that, but, like, they're good at skating also. Well, not to say I'm good. I'm just, like, you know, I don't even think I'm good, actually. Wait, random other tangent I'm about to go down. I don't think that I'm good at skating for the simple fact that I don't ever think at all that I'm the best at anything. I'm aware of being good at some things. And being like, that was sick. But then almost immediately after, or if not, then sometime soon thereafter, I'm like, well, that was dumb. I want to do something better, you know?
So, anyway, back to them.
So, yeah, they'll put out a review. I don't know if they call it a review. I don't know what they call it. But then it's basically them just like, sitting there talking about the features, like, yeah, so this midsole is pretty chill, looks like it got some cushion there for your feet, so your feet will be protected, but then they don't really say, it looks like they film it before they even skate it, and then that's it, they just bullshitting to sell shoes. Like, I ain't selling no shoes, I'm selling truth. I'm selling truth, boys. We selling the truth. Nah, but I don't fuck with that, really. Like, I'm not with it. I'm not with it. Honestly, the only, like, skateboarder YouTube people that I would fuck with, I think, is the Revive dudes. Because they just seem genuinely, like, really cool and nice. Like, they came up, and they're just happy to skate and do shit and work hard. Like, that just seems like what it is from the outside looking. Yeah, they do little kid stuff and stuff, but that's obviously their demographic. They're not stupid. They're not gonna be making fucking dumb fucking clickbaity... Well, they do clickbaity shit, but not clickbaity in the sense of, like, the way most... YouTubers do it, like, a pair of tits in front of, like, a skateboard with him, like, she let me ollie over her, and it's, like, her tits, and he's ollieing over her, something stupid like that, or, like, any dumb shit like that, but, them, and then the Sharny guy is super funny, because he just does gnarly shit and, like, documents it, basically, and puts it out. It's so funny. Oh my god, I love that dude's channel. He's super funny. And it's even more funny too, because, like, I know, like, a lot of kids like him. I'm like, dude, that's bad. Like, those kids, hopefully those kids don't end up being like that, you know, when they're like older, you know. Or, like, I mean, he seems fine, but not like think that that's like how he is all the time. You know, he's responsible and works hard most of the time, I think, because obviously he, you know, does shit, and he's really good at skating. He's, like, really fucking good. All those dudes are really good at skating, but I just don't know if, you know, or I just wouldn't, I wouldn't want to work with any of the ones that I think are just genuinely fake. Only the ones that are, like, really open and honest about shit, because I am to the extent of what I show. You know what I mean? Like, meaning, like, I will be open and honest about everything that I want to put out and talk about it and be, you know, cool about it, but I will not want to act fake about anything. Because usually when I do these, I'm pretty tired, but usually when I go to do my shoe reviews, I'm excited and I'm happy to talk to the camera about whatever the fuck is going on with the shoes. What's good with the insoles, you know what I'm saying? but I'm just like, that's just like, I'm usually a pretty energetic person. Like I talk kind of like how I talk, you know, like I talk openly and honestly. When I do like skitty things that I just think would be funny or fun to do, I can tell that it's the one I'm talking. I already thought of what I'm going to say when I said it, because it's harder for me to flow more when I talk about, right? Like when I'm talking right now, like it's just me talking. It's like my truth of what I'm thinking about. So it just comes out. But if I was to think ahead and like I'm about to say like, oh, this is something that has been near and dear to my heart for years, and then I try to say it knowing that I'm going to say like, oh, this is something that's been near and dear to my heart for years. You know, it's, I don't know. To me, I feel like I can tell a difference when I say it. It might not sound like it, because I might have gotten kind of good at knowing what I'm going to say about before I say it, if I think of it, because I just thought of that. But I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. Like, if it's something that, like, as a group, me and my friends filming the show thought of, then I'm like, oh, well, fuck. I didn't think of that all on my own. So when I say it, I kind of like almost act it-ish. But it's like, it's not like I don't agree with it, because I'm not going to say anything I don't agree with. But it's like, because I didn't initially think of it, I guess. I don't know. It comes off different than if I was to think of it and then say it. But I don't know. Anyways, yeah, so those dudes do fake reviews to sell stuff. I'm gonna do my reviews to reveal things about things that talk about things. In the meanwhile, sell sticker wraps. Because those are fun. Anyways, go ahead and smash that like button. Go ahead and fuck some whores with your like button. You know what I mean? And by whores, that can mean anything. I don't even know what that means. I just say random shit, just say random shit. I'm a vulgar person most of the time. And it's just how I am. So, whatever. But it's time to end the podcast. And, I'm going to do an outro. You ready? Have a good day. Do some fun shit. Come on, everybody. Go and get your shit licked. Yeah. Okay, later.